Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening on a Biz Talk. And today my guest is Dr. Michael Troyer, who is the president of Strategic Management Associate, a consulting firm focused on business strategy, strategic planning, creative idea generation, and family business planning services. He was previously an associate professor of business at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, where he taught business strategy, creative thinking, and leadership. He also served as the director of the Family Business Forum. Dr. Mike Troyer holds master's and doctorate degrees from Duke University, and he has served as a senior consultant for Inc. Magazine's Business Resource Services. He also is a chair of the Bay Area Workforce Development Board and chair-elect of the Wisconsin Workforce Development Association. He is on the advisory board for the Northeast Wisconsin branch of the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. Good afternoon, Dr. Troyer. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Anna, and it's good to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. I think the topic we will be discussing today, and in fact we will start a series of strategic discussions on our radio in regards to business strategy for success, because there is a lot of questions coming from the small business owners. What is a business strategic plan, and what is a marketing plan, and do you have, or what is a business plan? There is quite a bit of difference between the business plan, marketing plan, and strategic plan. And sometimes when we are running fast, we don't slow down and we forget to ask these basic questions. So today we will start from the fundamentals, and then we will start building up. And for all the listeners out there, if you would like to ask any questions during our episode, please do not hesitate to call 347-989-8585. Again, you can call us at 347-989-8585, and Dr. Mike Troyer will be happy to answer your questions. So, Dr. Troyer, let's start. We will start from the fundamentals, and let's go back with what is the difference between a business plan, a marketing plan, and strategic plan. Do we need all of them? Can one be replaced with another one? Do you think you can explore that further?
Absolutely. It's a very good question, and I think it's one that can often be confusing, especially when you're a startup business. Generally, I look at a business plan as really a startup plan. How do we get a business underway? How do we describe it to someone else, whether it's an investor or someone we want to do business with us? Very typically, that business plan involves a description of the product or service that business is going to deliver, who owns the company. If you're looking at an investor, you'd want to be talking about how you're going to fund its startup. You want to talk about how you're going to structure the management of it. Do you have other people who are joining you in running the business, and what are their backgrounds? How do they match up to your background? What particular capability do you bring to the business? And then, you have to put in some timelines and some benchmarks. Here's the progress I want to make in the next 6 months or the next 2 or 3 years, which goes right away, of course, to providing some pro forma projections. This is the way I see the finances, the financial results of the business growing over time. So that's kind of a business plan. I think very commonly it's used to get potential investors on board, or simply to guide that owner in their initial startup of the business. So lots of things to think about, including even the marketing plan. Now, in my mind, a marketing plan, and these are all important pieces. The marketing plan is a separate piece. It is really helping a business to brand and sell more of their current products and services and to sell them today. I want people to know that I'm here with something they need. And so it's important to look at how I want to price the product or service, what I understand about the market in terms of who I'm competing against, who my best customer is likely to be, how am I going to go to market, how do I get resources that I need, how do I distribute what I'm providing. And, of course, in today's world, as you talked on about how fast things are moving, we all have to be involved in social media and in the Internet, and we have to sort out where is the best location for us to present ourselves to that potential customer. So those are all, I know that's a short review of a marketing plan and a short review of a business plan. And if it's all right, I would touch for a moment on what goes into a good strategic plan.
Yes, please. We will. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
What are the, what are the elements of strategic plan, and what is the difference between, the main difference? Because a lot of people think that business plan is a strategic plan. And when you mentioned the pro forma projections, they're thinking that if they put in their business plan 2 and 3 years of their pro forma, that is their strategic plan. So let's talk about right now, what is a strategic plan?
And you're so right in your comment, because what happens so often, I think, is that people do a financial projection and they assume, oh, now I've got a financial plan. And a financial projection really isn't a strategic plan. It's nothing more than what it says, a projection of where one hopes to be. But the question is, how are you going to get there? And that's where a strategic plan comes into play. I also want for just a moment to differentiate between in that startup business and even in the small business, there's that difference between operational issues and strategic issues. An operational issue is something that you're concerned about, let's say today, tomorrow, the next 12 months. They're going to have an impact on your efficiency and effectiveness. But in the longer run, they're not going to have as big an impact on how your business grows than a strategic plan is going to be. So they really have a pretty short focus. And we have a saying in strategy that operations drive out strategy. That's because operations are tomorrow and today. And we often see fires, there's a conflict between two people. There's a late delivery. We don't know how to get a product to the marketplace. Those are important issues. No, misunderstand me, but they don't look far enough ahead to be strategic in character. So strategic issues really have a time frame of a year or more, and they're really looking kind of at the big picture of the firm, if you will. I'm going to go back for a moment and suggest to your listeners that they think about it. When we run a business, we all want to grow. In fact, it's a dangerous thing when we're kind of steady state or status quo. We aren't growing, but we aren't slowing down. We really can't hold on to that very long. I mean, how many things do you or I know, Anna, that have stayed the same for the last 5 years? Here we are on BizTalk Radio, and I know how much your business has grown and changed, and I see the same with mine. We don't want rapid growth because it's tough to keep up with that. And we don't want a slow decline or a rapid decline. So what we really want is kind of a steady growth where the inside of our business, what we call the infrastructure, can keep up with the growth outside in terms of customers coming in. When I think about strategy, I can give it a lot of different definitions, I suppose. By the way, so people understand, when you start with a business plan, you have a startup, that should be good for 2, 3, 4 years. You're really using that to get you started. Strategic plans come into play when you're beginning to look ahead and you realize you don't know where you're going next. You don't have that roadmap. And you're wearing so many hats that you've got to figure out a way to give one of those or two of those away. So I can't do all the marketing and manage the people and purchase the resources I need and build the marketing plan. It gets to be too much, so we have to give some of that away. Now you're moving from a startup to a small business, and you're moving towards that time when you're going to need a strategic plan. One of the things I like to talk to people about is your tools. And by that, that's an unusual term, but that's the products or services that a company wants to offer to somebody. And they really need to be focused on what we like to say, the job the customer is trying to complete or the problem they're trying to solve. And I'm like so many business people, I like to think I've got a great product to offer or a great service. But that's my perspective, and I haven't really gone out to look at how the customer is using that product, often with some other products, to make things happen. You and I are talking a smartphone right now. And I have a case on it made up of two cases, because the first one I had, I dropped the phone and I cracked the glass in the corner. And I said, oh, my gosh. So then I went out and bought a sturdier case, but I didn't like the way it worked. So I actually bought two cases and took off pieces of one and put the two together to get what I wanted. If somebody was smart, they'd say, boy, I should make a case that has both those things together as a single case instead of making my customer have to combine two or three things to make it work. So I'm looking for a tool. What will protect my smartphone from being broken when I drop it, which I'll do again, I'm sure. And that case is a tool so I don't break my phone. And that's the way we need to think, I think, as business people. I'd also suggest, are we going to be better tomorrow than we are today through something we do? That's another way to look at strategy. Are we competing on price? Are we competing on being better at it than others, really differentiating ourselves from others? So how do we move the business forward? And I'd propose to your – go ahead, Anna, go ahead.
No, I was just – because what you're sharing right now is more of the business strategy within the strategic plan you can take as a business owner. That's fabulous, yes. Yes, I mean, because you know, when you're on the market, you, like you said, you have to constantly move, and the business plan is more of like a picture as of today, where the strategic plan is more of a, you know, you put some of the issues and you start investigating and see how you can reach them. It's more of a conceptual. Am I correct? Am I kind of grasping this correctly?
Yes, I think that's a very fair statement. You're looking ahead, and you're acknowledging also that the world is changing around you all the time. So the strategy that's worked now may not work tomorrow, and you have to be paying attention to what is changing in order to adjust your strategy. In fact, strategies don't last forever. They do have to be changed. I like to tell clients your strategy is always in draft form.
I would like to talk about what is a strategy? Because I know we've talked about strategy, but for some, that might be a new term, a terminology. They have not heard.
Okay.
What is a strategy for a small business owner, and why should they care again strategy?
Well, first, a strategy is looking ahead and saying, I see change coming, and I need to adjust to that change in some fashion. I need to be prepared for it. So that's a strategy. I want to grow my business, and how I'm going to do it, that would be a strategy. As a side note to that, by the way, if you watch how companies within an industry compete, eventually somebody comes up with a fresh idea to add to their product, and then we see everybody else do it. And gradually those products all become alike one another, and we call that convergence. You know, they're all moving towards offering all the same features. And then the problem is it becomes a commodity, and one strategy is how we price our product. But when we've all hit the lowest cost because everybody's selling a commodity, then our price down at that level, all we're competing on is price. And that's a really difficult situation to be in. So one strategy is, how do I make my business different from those other businesses? Okay. How do I differentiate it from others? So that's a strategy. So we've talked about growth. We've talked about preparing and managing change. We've talked about how do we go to market? What makes the right approach? Is it quality? Is it price? Is it unique features nobody else can offer? one of the mistakes really is to not have a strategy at all, to not have done that, to not have thought that through.
For a strategic plan to be useful and successful, what are your recommendations? What kind of elements that need to be included within it?
All right. To me, a very important question. I think one of the first things, what you just talked about, what's your strategic focus, which is really another thing. What's your strategy? How are you going to the marketplace to attract customers? That means you've evaluated your product and services, and you've looked at them as tools that customer needs to solve a problem or to complete a job that they're trying to complete. And so you really need to understand their behavior. It's something I call the consumption chain. What's the effort that they go through to find you and make use of what you offer? I have a wonderful client who now understands that some of his clients, the customers, really aren't ready to use what he offers yet. But he's kind of built a funnel. So he's talking to them sometimes 6 months out, sometimes a year out, helping them build what they need before they come to him to receive his particular service. He provides loans to them, if you will. So that's kind of a consumption chain. They found him, but they're not quite ready to use what he has yet. I think another essential part of a strategic plan is a business model. This is the idea of understanding how do customers find us? How do we transact business with them? What do we charge them for what we provide? How do we sell them that we're the right ones to provide that tool to their use? We also have to describe the transformation process. How do we take resources and provide them with a product or a service that meets their needs? And then how do we make sure that by providing that product and drawing them into our firm, we're making a profit somehow, because obviously we won't live very long if we're not making a profit. It sounds simple, but I believe we need to write that down on paper to understand how it functions, and then to share that with our employees so they understand that the decisions they make sometimes really affect that business model, affect our ability to make a profit. Tied to that, to me, is something we call the customer's value proposition. If I'm offering the right tools, products and services, they come to me because it provides a value to them. So although I may think I have something wonderful to offer, the person who really decides that value is the customer. Anna, you've got a wonderful service you provide. You're the only one I can find who provides it that delivers the value I need. So I'm going to come to you. And if that works right, there is nobody else I want to go to. I want to come to you because you're the only one who provides that kind of a value for what I need.
I wanted to stress again what I'm hearing is saying also that it has to be written in written form, because a lot of times you'll think and you'll not write it down, and I'm sure a lot of the business owners out there, we can say we're guilty with that. We know what we think, we know what we want to do and how we want to do it, but I think that if we don't write it down and we compare, is this the thought we put right from the beginning? I think we will lose that. So you're absolutely right about you have to formulate strategies and craft a written plan, not just talk about that.
Exactly. You have to have a written plan. And to me, a fundamental part of that written plan is a written action plan. So let's say we develop outcomes we want to achieve in the next 3 years. We want to hit a particular sales goal, maybe the development of a new product. Those are some of the objectives we set. An action plan looks at the first 12 months of that and says, what are the things we have to do? Maybe it's going to take us 3 years to get a new product out there, but we've got to start today to have that new product ready in 3 years, and maybe even 3 years is too long. The beauty of the action plan is there are certain pieces that have to go into it. We identify things that have to be done, actions and tasks. We have to identify who's going to oversee that those happen. That's the accountability that has to be there in execution. We have to identify the measure of those actions and tasks. How do we all know when those have been done? We all have to agree, okay, that's how we'll measure that. And then finally, we have to set a time frame. Because to hold people accountable, we also have to agree on how long it should take. Now, it may take longer, but then that person has to explain to us why it took longer, and we either agree or we say that's not acceptable. But that written plan is really helping us create accountability and helping us communicate with one another, and those are both essential things. So one of the pieces that really goes into that written plan that I just want to touch on, it's what I call strategic priorities. Resources are always scarce. We never have enough. Boy, would I like somebody to come along and hand me $1 million. I'd do a whole bunch more things than I'm doing now. but I don't have that, and my resources are scarce. So I have to prioritize what I'm going to do next and what will come after that and then what will come third. And so a strategic plan, an essential component of it, is establishing what are strategic priorities. What do I do first and second? How do I really allocate my resources effectively? In fact, in a good plan, we do that two or three times before we're done, and we have a written plan we can really run with, if you will.
Dr. Troy, you have done quite a bit of strategic plans. I was just wondering, what did you identify as the biggest challenge for the business owners? What was the biggest challenge? Is it crafting the plan, or what exactly did you see was a challenge?
That in itself is a challenging question. I'm going to suggest maybe three things that I see a lot of. One is that operations require so much time, and that business owner is so busy with those operational issues. I've just lost a key employee. I've got to replace them, or a key employee has come to me and said, I've got a job offer. They're going to pay me more money. Do I stay? Do I go? Some of the other things I touched on, that those will always be there, and you have to find time to do strategic planning. I'll use a quick analogy for this point. I'm an admirer of Ted Thompson of the Green Bay Packers. Ted Thompson is the strategy manager for the Green Bay Packers. All he cares about is making sure over the long run that the team has good players at every position, more than one. His concern isn't necessarily that we win a Super Bowl this year. So Ted Thompson is the strategic manager. Mike McCarthy is the coach. He's the operations manager. He says, I've got to win the next game. I've got to win all the games in the season if I can, and I've got to get in the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. That's what's ahead of him the next 12 months or less. In businesses, we don't unfortunately have those two positions separated. So as the owner, you've got to, or as the manager, you've got to be both strategically oriented and operationally oriented. So that's one of the challenges. It's tough to find the time to do strategic planning. I think another tough challenge is once you've got that written plan, sticking with the execution. It just seems to get away. We say, I got a plan. We put it on the shelf. We feel good. But we don't use it on a biweekly or monthly basis. So you got to sit with it all the time and make it work.
Yep, the execution. Yeah, totally correct.
Yep. I think those are the two biggest challenges I've seen. But maybe the third would be that we think a financial plan is really our strategic plan. And the financial plan should come after the strategic plan, not before.
And why is that?
When we do a financial plan first, we're really saying this is the limit of what we can do. And that means we're kind of going to stay with what we have because we're afraid of the risk that comes with admitting a product isn't selling well and it's time to go on and try something else to do. If we build a strategic plan and we allow some innovative thinking to come into it, we then at the end, as we set our priorities, have to ask ourselves, which direction should we go? Should we stay where we are, or is this idea for a product that fits us? Should we pursue it? If we do,
that
have to make a trade-off, or we have to find more money, one of those two. And so then we can do our financial plan around that, those possibilities. It may help us run the organization tighter or go out for some resources externally, but at least it gets us thinking. We move beyond where we are, the status quo.
That's very true. And Dr. Troy, would you like just to, because we have a couple of more minutes here, just you're finishing your thoughts in regards to, again, the strategic plan and some questions our listeners might have. And, I mean, in cases like that, what should the first step be?
Okay. And let me go back and touch for a moment on a thought that just occurred to me, if I might. So many people think of a SWOT analysis as a strategic plan. And for those who don't know, SWOT is S-W-O-T. So it's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And it's a starting point, and it's very, very commonly used. I think, unfortunately, it's a kind of limiting, because that kind of analysis is always relative to something, usually relative to our competition. So our strengths and our weaknesses are defined by how we look relative to somebody else. And opportunities and threats are defined the same way. I think we have to look wider, broader than that, if you will. So I bring it in, but I don't call it SWOT. The listeners probably should think of change in three forms. There's change we can anticipate. That's those trends and threats that we're going to have to adjust to that are coming our way. And then there's unanticipated change, the ones that come out of left field that we didn't see coming, the recession that hit us in 2007. That's a different preparation. We have to build in resilience and nimbleness within our organizational culture to survive that one. And then there are opportunities to be proactive in the marketplace, to do something unexpected that nobody else saw coming. It gives us an edge, better serves the customer. That's a third kind of change. So all those things need to be built into the plan, if you will. Much of that comes from something else I just present to the listeners, and that's called capabilities. In the old days, we used to talk about competitive advantage. How was I advantaged better than my competition? Today, we talk about capabilities, and everybody has these skills, talents, abilities, expertise within the firm, but certain firms have unique capabilities that give them an edge. I was listening today about Zappos, the shoe company that's now, I believe it's part of Google. They have gone with no managers. They've eliminated the concept of a manager. If it works, and they admit it's going to be a challenge, they'll have an incredible capability built into their firm that will continue to make Zappos grow as a company. It's kind of a unique approach. That's what we mean by unique capabilities. So to start a strategic plan, I think either the owner needs to understand all these pieces that need to go into it, and it starts at the beginning with a good performance review. You know, how are we doing? How are we performing as a company? Are we really serving our customers well? We need to assess. We need to be honest in evaluating ourselves. And we need to look in that conversation for somebody who has an idea that will represent an insight, a discovery we didn't have. And that requires pretty honest conversation, and it's always healthy for the firm to do that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Troy.
Yeah.
You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. Today, we just explored the business strategy fundamentals. Dr. Troy just explored the different frameworks that provide the foundation of a successful business strategy. We will continue with our series of conversations. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to email Dr. Troy at troyermd@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you, Dr. Troyer. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Anna.